It's nearly 4 years since Hurricane Katrina devastated the city of New Orleans, an event which was not only shattering locally, but also on a national scale. Many political analysts trace the decline of George Bush's popularity to the bungled disaster effort of the federal government. Back in 2005, some were even predicting that New Orleans could not be revived after the hurricane, and that the city had no long-term future. One man came to national and international prominence in the aftermath, the New Orleans mayor, Ray Nagin. He's in Sydney today as a guest of the United States Studies Center at Sydney University after a four-day enforced swine flu quarantine stop in China. I asked Ray Nagin about the remarkable economic growth that his city's undergone in the last couple of years.
Well, you know, what's happening in New Orleans because of the construction-related activity that followed Hurricane Katrina and the private sector investment, our economy is very strong. Newsweek voted us as one of the best cities in America to ride out the recession. Unemployment's low. Wages are up. Average household incomes are up about 40% pre-Katrina.
But New Orleans wages are still low compared to the rest of the United States.
Well, it's a tourist-based economy for the most part. And that basically forces us, if you will, to have lower wages. But even with that, since Katrina, those wages have gone up because of the supply and demand of labor after Katrina. So people are living better in our city.
Is there growth? I heard a program on the BBC recently talking about the large number of startup companies coming to New Orleans.
There is a tremendous amount of growth. Entrepreneurs are moving to our city. New construction and engineering companies are opening up because of all the activity.
Why? Because some people might be scared away from a city that's essentially been blighted by what happened to New Orleans.
Well, you know, they were for a couple of years, but once we went through a major hurricane, Hurricane Gustav, and the levees held, that gave people more comfort that New Orleans was going to be okay.
You've got Professor Ed Blakely from Sydney University working with you in terms of the reconstruction. What has he been able to do, and what is your reconstruction plan?
Invaluable guy who came on the scene when we needed him the most. We had multiple plans in place. We were kind of floundering a little bit. He put clarity to that, helped us implement our initial implementation strategies, if you will, identified 17 key areas. And if you look at those areas today, for every $1 of public investment, we get $88 of private investment. He has earned his money.
What do you think New Orleans is going to become as a result of all this? Will people still want to come to New Orleans for the old reasons?
Well, New Orleans will always be a tourist destination. It's an incredible tourist attraction with Bourbon Street, with the architecture, the food, and the culture. But what we're also doing is we're upgrading just about every other aspect of the city. We're building a 70-acre medical complex with two state-of-the-art teaching hospitals. We're upgrading our riverfront. We're building a deep-water port to enhance our port activities, as we are the gateway of America. We have six Class A rail lines. So it's allowed us to look at our assets and to enhance every one of them to make sure that we have a much more diverse economy.
Everyone thinks about music when they think of New Orleans.
Yes.
But will it just become a jazz museum, or will it, as it was before Hurricane Katrina, be a place where musicians come to work on contemporary music?
Well, the live jazz, not the live jazz, but the live music scene in New Orleans is doing very well. We have just about every genre of music that you can imagine, whether it's contemporary music, pop, jazz is back on Bourbon Street. Live jazz music is back on Bourbon Street. Rhythm and blues is doing very well, and there's a tremendous amount of recording that's happening in our city.
It's affordable still for young musicians to go and live there?
It is. One of the great things that was done after Katrina was there was a musician's village, which is a section of the city where musicians, you know, have been working with Habitats for Humanities, and they get to earn a place to live if they do a little bit of work for a very affordable price.
You've painted an extremely positive picture of the city, and obviously that's your job as mayor. But how does all this sit with one of the worst murder rates in America?
Well, you know, crime has always been a challenge for us in the city of New Orleans. It's a historic thing that dates back, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Unfortunately, we do have a port that brings in a lot of drugs into our community. We now have post-Katrina stress disorders that are starting to manifest themselves in many, many ways where our citizens are self-medicating. In certain sections of the city, we do have violent crime, but the overall violent crime rate in New Orleans is down substantially.
You would say that to make sure that the tourists keep coming, but I mean, is it safe to go anywhere in New Orleans, or do you actually have to know where you're going?
I think if you're downtown, you're as safe as any other city in the world. If you're going to purchase drugs in one of the tough areas of the city, then you should be very leery. If you're going to visit a relative or a friend in another area of the city other than downtown, and you know where you're going, you should be fine. It's just like any other urban city. You should be aware of your surroundings and not veer off into anything that looks dangerous.
New Orleans 10 years from now, what will it be like?
10 years from now, I expect the city's population to have exceeded its pre-Katrina levels. I expect the economy to be much stronger than it's ever been, not only just based upon tourism, but on the biosciences. And I expect us to continue to attract entrepreneurs in the creative digital media realm.
Will Katrina eventually be a memory? And if so, will complacency slip back in? Could New Orleans be in danger again?
Well, I think every hurricane season, it reopens that wound, if you will, a little bit. And unfortunately, in New Orleans, if you have a major hurricane that's bearing down on us or near us, we're going to have voluntary evacuations. So I don't think people can ever get totally complacent. But after a number of years, maybe so, but it probably will take some time.
But the complacency slipped into the administration, particularly of the levees, didn't it? I mean, it wasn't just an accident.
Well, you know, unfortunately, what we do as a country is we build to the last disaster. So the levee system that was there for Katrina was built to deal with the Betsy, which was in the 60s. Now we're built to the Katrina standards, and I hope we don't get a stronger storm where we have to build to another standard.
The mayor of New Orleans, Ray Nagin, who's here as a guest of the United States Studies Center at Sydney University.